You're listening to a new episode of the Freedom Lifestyle Podcast, where I introduce you to relatable stories from everyday people who have leveraged flexible work arrangements to design their dream lives. Today, you are going to meet a 10-year-old entrepreneur, which I'm also meeting a 10-year-old entrepreneur. That was definitely a first for me, interviewing somebody who has so much knowledge and success, even at that age. It was very impressive. You're going to get to meet Lily, who is the founder of Lily Lou's Aromas, which is a candle making venture, but is so much more than that. This business has truly become an inspiring platform for so many other kids her age. She has a following of over 300,000 at the time of me recording this, and she really uses her business and her story of being bullied at school, which resulted in being homeschooled, which resulted in her even starting this business. It was a school project that actually became a real thing. And so today we definitely talked about what it was like starting a business at 10, what people get wrong about what it's like to be an entrepreneur at this age. A lot of people say that she's being robbed of a childhood, and she really wants to set the record straight. She loves having this business. She feels so passionate about it, and you're going to be able to tell from this conversation. I got to hear what her advice would be for other kids her age wanting to start a business. But regardless of your age, there's a lot of insights and learnings for someone at any stage of their entrepreneurial journey. Lily's mindset and her ability to learn on the go, to fail quickly, to iterate, is just a message that we could all hear over and over again. It's also just really fun to chat with a 10-year-old entrepreneur. Today's episode is brought to you by Fiverr, the world's largest marketplace for freelance services. I've been a Fiverr Pro seller for 3 years, and it's actually my top channel for attracting new customers. But I've also become an active client. And now I love outsourcing parts of my various businesses by buying other people's services on Fiverr. Recently, I've leveled up my social media marketing by outsourcing, you're not going to believe this, my Instagram reels. You know when you go to an event or you go to an amazing experience and you look at your camera roll after and you just have dozens of video clips that you know would make for such a cool Instagram reel, but it would take you forever to put it together? Well, I found someone on Fiverr who I literally send my dozens of unorganized video clips to, and within 2 business days, she sends me back a 30-second reel with trending audio that I can share with my community just days after the event. I've included a link to her exact profile in today's show notes, along with some of my favorite reels that she's made for me. I challenge you, head to fiverr.com next time you have a project but just don't have the time, or maybe you don't even have the expertise to execute on something you're thinking. I have been so pleased by how much space this frees up for me, how much more freedom this creates in my life. And if you're new to Fiverr, use the link in the show notes for 10% off your very first order. With no further delay, here's Lily. Lily, welcome to the Freedom Lifestyle Podcast. How are we feeling today? How's your energy? What are we going into this call with?
I am super happy. I love doing podcasts. So doing this right now makes me super happy and even helps me with my speaking.
You're such a great speaker. When we met, I remember you were like an impromptu speaker at the conference. You weren't even prepped. You just rolled with it. And on the spot, you did such a great job. Does that come naturally for you, or are you working on that intentionally?
It's what podcasts do, and like speaking at events do to me. I do podcasts all the time and events.
Amazing. Well, what would you normally be doing right now? So first of all, where in the world are you? Where are we taking today's call from? And if you weren't in this podcast interview, what would you normally be doing?
I'm currently in BC, Canada. And normally, like, I start making all my reels to make sure I got those all posted. And then I do all my voiceovers for Lily Lou's Aromas. I have 1 personal account and then my business account. So I post on those 2. And then I do my stories, make sure I keep everyone updated, and then have my lunch and then start going on to like spending time with the family and making dinner and everything. And yeah, that's kind of how it goes and how it flows.
Amazing. You do such a great job with your social media and your Instagram account, specifically telling the story.
about brand. I know you tell this story so often, the story of how this business started, and I definitely am going to bug you to tell it again today.
Oh my God, yes.
But first, I want to talk about the actual business, because what you've actually created, it's more than just an amazing story of how it came to be. The business itself is awesome. So can you give us a bit of an elevator pitch, what you offer, and perhaps some of your best-selling products?
Okay, of course. So my best-selling products, I would definitely say my Enchanted Rituals, the Iridescent Sun, is definitely a bestseller. It's grapefruit, melon, and citrus. I like the birthday cake, which is my favorite because it smells like yellow cake, buttercream frosting. So nice. It's my favorite. I still have it in my room. I'm gonna light it, but it's too beautiful. Yeah, I think those are kind of the bestsellers that are current right now.
And for someone who hasn't heard of your business at all before, what would you tell them? How would you introduce what you do?
I would just say, like, my name is Lily. I am the founder of Lily Leaves and Romance. I make non-toxic slow wax candles that don't give you headaches. That's kind of the pitch I would have. Like, short one.
You've got it nailed. How long has it been since you started this business?
It's been 2 years, I would say. Yeah.
Okay.
2 years. Yeah.
Most businesses fail within the first year. So you've overcome that. You've beat the odds. That must feel good.
Yes.
I know you've also used your business to get to meet and be mentored by some really impressive women. When we met at the Uplift Conference, Jamie Kern Lima was the keynote speaker, and she gave you so many shout outs. By the end of her keynote, everybody in the audience knew who you were. How has it been getting to reach out to women like that, and how did that even come about?
Honestly, I think she found my profile, and we text each other now, and but for people to come out, I've had that a couple of times before, but when Jamie reached out to me, I was so happy because I never thought she would.
I mean, that's pretty impressive for a 10-year-old getting to be friends with some of the biggest entrepreneurs in the world running a business. Do you find that has impacted your relationships with kids your age? Like, can you still relate to them? And what is the impact on your friendships?
On social media, a lot of people, I would say, get bullied a lot. And when I go out there and I say, I've been bullied, a lot of kids come to my page because, they'd say, oh, I've been bullied before. I can come to Lily because she's been bullied and I can relate the same to her. So I would say I have a lot of friendships between kids and teenagers, and I'm trying to help them and get them to be positive and keep away the bullies from getting the negative, you know? So I always reach out to them and I say it's okay, be positive, and then I do videos about it. So yeah, it's been amazing, and I feel like I have a good relationship with kids and teenagers.
Amazing. If anything, it seems like it's made it easier for you to be friends and make those relationships. Someone listening to this might think, Lily bullied? She's so cool. What could she possibly be getting bullied about? Are you open to sharing a little bit about what was happening?
Yeah, of course. So basically, a lot of people have said that on my page. I'd be like, Lily, you're so kind and you're amazing and talented. How can you possibly get bullied? When I was at school, I would always say, why me? What have I done to them? And they'd say that I wasn't talented. They'd say I wasn't smart. I'd have to go to extra lessons because I have ADHD and it's really hard for me to comprehend lessons and everything. So, and then they'd say call me not pretty, and they're just all kind of things that aren't nice. So that's kind of what's happened to me. And a lot of people, so I'd have to share it on social media. So they'd be like, oh my God, Lily, this is so bad. Why would they do this to you? So I would just say to myself, why me? Because I've done nothing to them. When I first got into school, I was friends with everybody. I'm kind, nice. And then when these bullies came up to me, I had no clue what I did to them. So it's kind of weird how it happened, but I just got bullied because of no reason.
I'm so sorry. Well, I'm glad you're sharing that and being open about it, because I think when you're a role model like this for a lot of people, and people can think, how could it even happen to you? It makes people realize anyone can get bullied no matter what. And it's something that could happen to anyone.
But let me say, they did me a favor. If they didn't bully me, this would have not happened.
Yes. So let's talk about that. Yeah. How did bullying lead to this business? So I know you're not in school anymore. You're being homeschooled. So let's like paint a picture of your life, you know, at that time and starting the business.
So when I was, well, basically I was pushed down metal stairs, I was thrown rocks at, and it really hurt me. And because of the bullying, my mom and dad homeschooled me. And by accident, well, not by accident, but my mom and I did this ritual where we'd go upstairs, we'd light a candle, watch a favorite show, Friends, and we realized the candles were giving us like very bad headaches. And I searched it up and I was like, wow, like these have like lots of toxins in them. So I was like, no wonder why they're giving us headaches. So I basically wanted to make a change in that. So I started doing it. I started buying all the supplies and it kind of just grew and grew and grew. And well, I started first to, I gave out the product to my family for it and my friends so they could like try it and make sure it didn't give them headaches. And then we started posting on social media to for our family and friends. And then I started posting a lot about my company, and then that's how I grew into my website because a lot of people wanted to order from my business. So then I went into my website and then it kind of blew up and I have now 350,000 followers across my platforms.
Wow. And did I get that right that it started as a school project? Like, were you working on it to be like, let's see what we can learn? And since we're being homeschooled, this is a fun, real life project, which is for you is a better way to learn, right? Is doing, not just reading.
Yeah, because I, like I told you, like I have ADHD. So I really struggled with like reading. My mom, she doesn't have ADHD. She reads a book for like 30 minutes and then she's like, oh, all right, all done. And then, and she actually processed what like was in the book and then she can like remember everything. But if I read a book for 30 minutes, I got bored and then I just like start scanning through all of the words and then I don't remember anything because I have ADHD. So doing my business is a really peaceful and fun way to do things and create, and because I love creating and doing wolf crafty stuff. So yeah, it kind of started as a school project for me to learn.
And how did you even learn how to make candles? Because if I realized that my candles were toxic and giving me headaches, I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, did you take a candle making workshop or how did you learn how to make candles?
Actually, I first started off with wax melts because they were the easiest thing to do. So I started learning from like instructions, and but we realized that we used the wrong wax. We used candle wax. So that one badly crumbled and wasn't good. But then once we got them, after months and later, we got the hang of it and then we learned it. And then when we did wax melts, I wanted to learn candles because our night routine is candles, not wax melts. So we started doing candles, but we were like, how do we make candles? Like, how does this work? So basically, my mom had a friend from Spain who makes these beautiful candles. It's unbelievable. And I reached out to her and I was like, how can we make candles? And she shoo us and she started telling us all the instructions to do it. So I basically started making all of them and I started like pouring it. And then I actually finally made the right wax. And I did it. And then I made a candle with the label on it. I was like, wow, this is a masterpiece. So but then, yeah, after months later, we got a hang of it and then started selling them on my website. And then started making more and more and more after months later.
And if anyone listening hasn't seen these candles yet, these are not just your average candles. Like you said at the beginning, they're so pretty. They're those candles that you don't even want to light because you're like, I can't ruin it. Like it's a pretty thing.
I have a friend that I gave a happy birthday candle to. And when I gave her the happy birthday candle, her birthday was like 1 year ago, I think. And then, well, her birthday was just like a couple weeks ago. But 1 year ago, I gave her a happy birthday candle for her birthday party. And today, she still hasn't lit it. She was like, I can't ruin the perfection of it. Like, I can't do it.
I would need to buy two. I want the birthday candle. My eyes are on that. I showed you at the beginning. I've just lit my last one of the three you gave me when we met. And I'm going to buy two birthday candles, one to just look at and then one to light.
Yes, that was what I was thinking. Yes, do that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And where do you make the candles? So I know it's a family business. I want to hear about your team. But where does the production happen now?
So the production is still in my kitchen since from the start, but I'm like, maybe we're going to do something different with it. Like, I don't know. We're still trying to figure that out. But at the moment, we're just still doing it in the kitchen.
Amazing. I mean, you already have the kitchen. Why not? Don't have to go anywhere. And yeah. your family's pretty supportive. When I met your mom. She was hanging out with you all day in your matching pink blazers, which caught a lot of attention. So who is the team? Who is involved in this business?
So I can definitely say that I have a couple of people that do things for me. I have one that does marketing graphics. She's really good at graphics and doing all the pictures. I have a new book releasing soon, and I'm super excited for it. So she's doing all of the, like, me and like the pictures and everything and drawing all of this. She's amazing. And then we have the other one, which is Marissa. She is our content creator. She does all of the captions. So if you have ever seen my video and it has like the bubble text on it, that she does all the caption and like on the video and then on the caption, like down beside the video there. And she does all of that, which is amazing. And then we have another one, which Alana, my operations manager, she reaches out to stores and then does like, helps us go to pop-ups, and then she helps us make the candles and everything and the packaging supplies and everything.
But full team.
Yeah, full team. Yeah, full team. Mm-hmm. But those are some of the ones that I have.
A lot of people have misconceptions about young entrepreneurs. What is something you wish people understood? What do you think people get wrong about you?
So some people say that I have no childhood. That's definitely one. And I do have a childhood. I have friends that I hang out with a lot. I go to their houses. I have like popcorn and then like watch movies with them, because a kid does that, right? And then I go and I go to the pool. I like do like fun activities there. I go to a trampoline park. Like, I do all these kid stuff. I just don't share it enough for them to be able to believe that I actually have a childhood. So I really want to share it, and I am. So then they know, and then they don't say, oh, Lily doesn't have a childhood.
That's such a good answer. I can imagine people say that. They comment that on your post? Like,
yes,
oh,
they do.
She doesn't even get to be a kid.
Yes, they say all those type of stuff, but they hear all about my business, just not me.
I think people probably just don't want you to grow up too fast. You know, being a kid, a lot of people miss being a kid because it's so easy. They didn't have the responsibilities of being a business, but it sounds like you love having a business.
I love, it's literally why I created it. It was my passion, and I will still always be a kid. Like, I'm 10 years old, and sometimes people call me an old soul, but in a good way. I'm like, I'm an old soul. I'm old. But I'm still 10, and I still do like fun activities and everything. I don't share it enough. So I feel like I should really share that.
I mean, don't feel pressured to share anything you don't want to share. If you want to keep your personal life personal, you should get to do that.
That's why I have a personal account. That's why I go, I'm like, check over to my personal account. Like, I have all my things that I get, my get ready with me's, like all of the people that beg that, like, please do this, but just not on my business account, my personal account.
Totally fair. What do you think is the best part of having a small business when you're 10 years old?
I would say the best thing is inspiring people, you know, bringing them joy and making them happy. And like, I want to be a person that, like, I want people to come to me and be like, I can go to Lily because she has been bullied and she can motivate me for the day. I can go to Lily because she's going to make me happy for the day. Like, I want people to come to me and say, like, I can go to Lily for this and this and this. So, yeah.
It sounds like it's given you an audience. It's given you an opportunity to be a role model.
Yes, definitely that, I would say.
I'm guessing kids ask you often then about business advice. What would you suggest if someone your age wants to start a business? What do you tell them to do first?
I would definitely say trust you, like, your heart and your gut. And if there is a path, that path will lead you to your dreams. And I would say, like, focus on yourself. Somebody said that don't let other people's opinions drown your inner voice. And that's definitely a quote that I would say to everybody for who's, like, struggling with other people's opinions. And I every time I have somebody's, like, opinion on my post, I would just say that quote to myself. And it, it's always amazing.
You kind of gave us a hint about what's coming next year. You said a book is coming. What are you working on for the new year? Are there new products you're launching?
So what's there next? So I have, like, yes, about the book. It's still sneak. Like, okay. it's a secret, but I won't say too much of it because not good at that. I'm not that good at secrets. So I'm trying to keep myself in control. But I also do have my Valentine's collection releasing, and I'm super excited for it because I love Valentine's and any holiday. But yeah, not just Valentine's, but other products as well, which I'm super excited for as well.
Amazing. Okay, last couple questions for you. I know we want to go back into the day. The sun is finally shining in BC. It's been so cold. I'm sure it's cold where you are too.
So cold. Minus 15 where we live.
Yeah, I'm in Squamish, not too far away. It's so cold.
I know.
So do you think everybody can be an entrepreneur, or do you think you have to have some certain skills?
You can definitely be an entrepreneur if you want to. Like, anybody can be an entrepreneur. I'm not saying that they can't. Like, they can be an entrepreneur. You don't need to be able to have the skills. Whilst you're in the business, you can learn the skills whilst you're doing it. So when I was doing my business, I had no clue what I was doing. But I still had a business, and I was still running it myself. So I just clicked a bunch of buttons. I had no clue what I was doing, but along the way, there was new skills, there was new things I was learning, and it was amazing. So you can be an entrepreneur and have no skills. You just learn the skills along the way. That's how I would say it.
And if you're learning on the job, you were probably making some mistakes, failing here and there.
Yeah.
Can you talk about maybe a mistake you made and how that felt?
Maybe, like, you hire someone and then they might not be the right fit for you, and you make the wrong mistake, and then you have to move on to the next one. Like, that can be a mistake that you make. Like I said, like, I made a wrong mistake with the wax. Like, that was one. But that's one mistake that I've probably made in my business, hiring someone not good, and then that wasn't the right fit for me, and then I didn't know, but then I just, like, vanished them from my business. And then I moved on. But, like, you know, mistakes happen. Like, you always move on to the next one and see what's happening to the next one. That's how you learn.
That's so good. Do you have a tip for hiring then? Is there something that you look for now to make sure someone's the right fit?
So I would definitely get them to come over and then, like, see how they are, how much skills they have to be able to do this. And then if they're not too good, then, like, you just say no. Don't be scared. Also, I would say don't be scared to say no, because I am that people pleaser. I am a people pleaser, and I'm not that good at saying no. So just say no.
And try not to be so attached to
everything. Yeah, don't. Because I would say don't try and make, like, your stuff your family if you get too attached to them, because that is the wrong thing to do. They're like, you can say them as your friends, but sometimes, you might not expect them what they are going to be expected, you know?
As we're nearing the end, is there any type of final words you want to leave with the audience? We're going to tell them where to buy the candles, where to buy the birthday cake candle, because I think that's my favorite one. But anything else we want to leave the audience with that you want to make sure people know?
I would say definitely go and follow Lily Lou Harper and Lily Lou's Aromas. Make sure to go to my website, lilyloosaromas.com, and check out all the products I have. And I hope you have a warm, cozy day, and go under your blanket, get a cup of tea, and don't be cold.
Thanks for listening to another episode. And if you haven't heard yet, my husband and I are hosting a free online workshop together that's going to help you define and design your version of your best self this year. I mean, it's one thing to decide what you want to do this year, But have you really taken the time to identify who you need to be to get there? This is going to be an interactive and activity-based free workshop where you'll identify the two words that are going to guide you this year. You are going to define your ideals, discard the distractions, and drive your destiny. To get a better sense about what I'm talking about, head to whatsyourfree.com/mybestself and you can sign up for the free webinar.